Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of showers tonight, lows around 60. Full forecast details are coming up. Democratic congressional candidate Randy Bryce, who's running to try to replace Paul Ryan in the 1st District, was the keynote speaker for a labor-sponsored event at 1715 South Memorial Drive, where the Jacobson plant once stood, and which was referenced several times, along with lost jobs from decades ago. The hour-long live stream and press event was billed as highlighting President Trump's broken promises to America's working people and a lack of action to stop offshoring call center jobs affecting members of the Communication Workers of America. Bryce also mentioned the high-cost Foxconn project, but said, like President Trump, there's a history of not delivering on promises.
In 2011, Foxconn promised Brazil that they would invest $12 billion and create 100,000 jobs. Brazil is still waiting. In 2013, Foxconn promised Pennsylvania that they would invest $30 million and create 500 jobs. Pennsylvania is still waiting. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time trusting these guys to deliver on their promises.
Speaker after speaker called out President Trump for, among other things, the nearly 140,000 American workers they maintain have been laid off in the first 6 months of his presidency. This is the third stop on a Midwest tour that's building support for the U.S. Call Center Worker and Consumer Protection Act. Distinctive tattoos help police identify the body of a man found Sunday in Lake Michigan near Racine Samuel Myers Park. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says the death of 48-year-old Christopher Mellick of Wapaka is not suspicious. However, the investigation is ongoing. According to a news release, Mellick's body was pulled from the lake after a citizen reported seeing what appeared to be a body in the water south of the park just after 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department has announced the identification of human remains that were found last December 28th along the Lake Michigan shoreline near the 1100 block of Sheridan Road in the village of Summers as a man from Waukegan. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
The response from family members is what assisted in the positive identification of 38-year-old John C. Robinson, Jr. That, along with anthropologic testing at the University of North Texas Center for Human Identification. The manner and cause of death, those are still undetermined, but Sheriff Sergeant Mark Malecki, who's the department's information officer, says it at least brings closure to the family, as well as to all those investigators who worked on the case and the medical examiner's office. Sergeant Malecki also giving thanks to the numerous media outlets that put the initial information out to the public. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The Wisconsin Red Cross has dispatched more than 24 emergency response volunteers to Texas to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. And one of them is 78-year-old Tom Poe of Burlington, who just finished helping with flood response efforts in Burlington and Kenosha County. Poe, with a backpack of supplies and personal needs, took a plane from Mitchell International Airport for a flight to Texas and whatever task he would be assigned.
I hope that I bring some comfort and helping the people out.
In 2016, Poe drove an emergency response vehicle to Florida to help in the recovery from Hurricane Matthew. For him, it's simply about helping people in need. Coast Guard Station Milwaukee has authorized personnel, an airboat, and a helicopter to the relief effort in Texas. The brainstorming process has already started in the greater Racine area to either create additional landfill space at the Kestrel Hawk site or a plan B for the disposal of waste materials because current remaining capacity is said to be less than 10 years. Racine County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprellian-Becker is offering a chance to get up close and personal with Racine's landfill the afternoon of September 6th. Then on September 12th, Caprellian-Becker told her county board colleagues she'll focus attention on where the trash goes.
And September 12th is another tour, and that is the street and solid waste division with the superintendent, and that'll be at 1 o'clock at the maintenance garage in the city of Racine.
Racine City Administrator Jim Palahniuk recently explained that a coordinated effort of most likely seeking additional space at the site plus producing less material for placement in the landfill would help free up more space and expand the time frame. The reconstruction of 6th Avenue in downtown Kenosha entered a new phase with the street closed to traffic from 55th Street to Library Park. During this phase of construction, continuing through September 1st, the sidewalks will remain open for access to businesses. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.